From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
One of the prevailing narratives used to explain what motivated voters in the 2016 presidential election boils down to economic frustration, specifically that many Americans, and manufacturing especially, were left behind by a fast-changing global economic order and that they lashed out at politicians who'd ignored them. Our next guest argues that narrative is wrong, or at least incomplete. Diana Mutz is author of a recent study on this that analyzed survey data going back 6 years. She's a political science professor and director of the Institute for the Study of Citizens and Politics at the University of Pennsylvania.
The kind of loss of manufacturing jobs that people use often to explain this were really things that happened long before the last 10 years. And that's indeed what we find. During this period of time, most people were doing better. And even those who weren't those who were turning to Trump for help.
If it's not economic anxiety and anger over loss of jobs or loss of manufacturing, what do you argue the election was all about?
I think the election, in terms of, you know, who changed their votes, the election was really about feeling one's group status was threatened. And I don't mean that people necessarily would tell you that in those words, but we ask people a variety of different questions. You know, some are issue specific, like the issue of international trade. How much threat do they perceive from China? Is the American way of life threatened, or to what extent do you feel it is? And so it's definitely the members of what we think of as dominant groups in our society, whites and men in particular, who feel a greater sense of threat. And it's those folks who feel that threat most prominently who are likely to switch from having voted a Democrat in the past to voting for Trump in 2016.
What do you hope that your analysis helps us understand? What are, say, politicians or policymakers supposed to make of this?
I think the problem with the whole left behind thesis is it's not really what drove the outcome. And that doesn't mean by any means that there aren't people who are left behind, that there aren't people negatively affected by the changes that trade has wrought in the American economy. So certainly, I'm not saying don't pay attention to those things, but the kind of threat that people feel is far more of a symbolic than a pocketbook threat. And I think it's reassurance about the status of Americans in the global economy, for example, that will help policymakers to enable the public to respond to things other than simply being fearful.
Diana Mutz is a political science professor and director of the Institute for the Study of Citizens and Politics at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Mutz, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.